Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, 30th of July. And you know what? Our Newsweek Now team. They're unbiased.
Well, they are, and they've been off for a while.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah.
As well as that, we caught up with Nathan Templeton, the man who's been doing all the interviews post-swimming races.
From Tokyo.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. That's coming up in our podcast. I did text Nathan Templeton from Channel 7, and Nate's been doing
it. He would have got back to you.
He would have got back to
me.
He is from Channel 7 because he's been doing all the poolside interviews post-races, and bloody hell, Nathan's on the line from Tokyo. G'day, Nate.
G'day, Paddy and Rob. Sorry, boys, you'll have to go through my manager from now on.
Fair enough, you know.
I told you he'd get up himself eventually.
Yeah.
I told you that. Oh, mate.
I don't need to reply to text. Sorry.
No, not a text. It's got to be a formal email with an offer.
Hey, mate, what a great... You have had the greatest job for the last week ever.
Yeah, mate, it's brilliant. I'm so lucky, and I'm really grateful that I was given this gig because it can be tricky at times. You're dealing with athletes who can barely breathe and they're either heartbroken or sometimes jubilant. But thankfully, this time round, you know, it's mostly been really, really good results, which makes the gig a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, pumps them right. You know how they're wearing the masks when they do the post-swim interviews? I've been worried about them because they're sucking in the big ones so hard. It's almost like you feel they're not going to get enough oxygen and pass out on you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're unbelievable athletes, but they do need to get that oxygen in to recover. And early on in the week, we were sort of told that it was up to the athletes. As long as we were wearing masks, the athletes could choose. But the team has decided to play it safe and they are wearing their masks. You can see it sort of flexing inwards and they can barely get a breath in.
Today we're all talking about Zach Stubbardly-Cook. He won the 200 metres breaststroke final. He wasn't supposed to win it.
Australian in third and he gets going.
Zach Stubbardly-Cook made a huge move.
He's moved up into the silver medal position. Is it another gold medal for these Australians at these games? Yes, it is! The Aussie does it!
Oh, that was a great day yesterday. Courtesy
Chase
of Channel 7.
Chase them down.
Nate, that was a great day, mate.
It was, and it was really good talking to his mum afterwards. She said, oh, we were just happy that he made the semis and this was meant to be his warm-up Olympics because he's only young and we were thinking more heading towards Paris. But he said, I'm shocked everyone. But the form was there, actually. He at the Olympic trials, he did a massive PB and was the fastest in the world this year. And he's a really interesting guy. He's very, very cool and calm and, he wasn't someone who got overawed by the situation. He just believed in himself and he lets them get a long way ahead, but then he storms home, which seems to be the way a lot of the Aussie swimmers do it, which it's not good for our heart rate, but it's always exciting when they actually come over the top of the opposition.
Absolutely. And look, today, the big event of the day is 100 free. Talk us through that one.
Yeah, well, this event's almost been a little bit overshadowed because every day there's a massive name in the pool and we've been focusing on Titmus and yesterday was Kyle Chalmers. But, yeah, Emma McKeon and Kate Campbell are two of the favourites in the 100 metres freestyle, which is a real glamour event. Look, romantically, I would love Kate Campbell to win it. She's been such a wonderful swimmer for a long time and she had the heartbreak of Rio, where she was the overwhelming favourite and didn't quite get it done. But I would have to say, on form, Emma McKeon looks for good. She's just been magnificent. For many years, she was really the number three sprinter in Australia behind Kate and her sister Bronte. But in the last couple of years, she's emerged as she's the most beautiful swimmer you'll ever see. She's been so impressive in every race she's done and probably deserves to be the favourite. But look, either of them or both of them could well and truly be in the medal.
It's been a sensational time week in the pool. Nathan Templeton, Channel 7. He has been getting all the interviews post-race. Nath, where are you getting sent to after the swimming finishes, mate?
I'm doing a bit of diving and then off to sailing. So I am going to have to do a bit of Googling, to be completely honest, because you get very, very... very much submerged in the swimming. So I'll sort of wait till that's over and then make sure I'm across all my different types of boats, etc.
Yep.
But I did do the sailing in Rio, and we're very good at it. So hopefully each day I'm there we'll have a medal.
Yeah, and fair enough. And if you do cross paths with Jess Fox anywhere in the Olympic Village, just let her know that Paddy did send a message, and if she wants to get back to him, you know, in her own time.
Yeah, no problem. Look, she's probably got a bit happening on her phone at the moment, but she's very polite. I'm sure she'll work her way through all those texts and get back to you soon.
Nathan Templeton, thank you for getting back to me from Channel 7. And you can get the Tokyo 2021-20 live and free on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Nate, take care. We'll see you again on the TV again today, mate.
Go well, Nate.
Newsweek Now. Go behind the stories of the stories that are making headlines around the world with two of the Central Coast's most respected and trusted news journalists.
Good morning, I'm Mark Overton.
And I'm Roger Slicker.
The Prime Minister has blasted the Clown Association of Australia after the organisation said they would not stop doing the standard balloon animals at children's parties. Porcupines and water buffalo should be the order of the day instead of the age-old dog and giraffe.
Selfish behaviour doesn't help anybody.
Meantime, the New South Wales Premier said she had to smile when Bippo the Clown gave her a balloon animal in the shape of a balloon.
I'm not embarrassed to say that in public life yesterday was probably the most difficult day I've had personally.
The Central Coast has been invited to the Prime Minister's house after lockdown is over. The PM said, come and throw a shrimp on the barbie and have a beer or two.
They're in the fridge, they're ready to go.
And finally to sport. And South's forward Tom Burgess is wearing a Triple M G string when playing. Burgess said he will continue to show the Triple M logo even though the promised hat and sticker had not yet arrived.
Said in the news I received the warning, but I've yet to receive anything. I don't know what for, whether or not you're not allowed to pull your pants down or not, but a bit of fun, I think.
That's Newsweek Now from myself and Mr. R. Slicker.
Stay classy, Central Coast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick. It's amazing how normally the weather would come at the end of the news, but we have managed to do the weather before the news.
We do the weather anytime. Triple M, your weather station. What do you got for us?
Well...
Stop our producer, Miss Kay, tickling Robert and his funny bone.
Yes. Now, with their enormous gravitational pull, a black hole, I think we need some space.
You could have told me. I would have bloody organised that.
Should have told you. That's all right. A black hole can chew up anything that comes too close to the event horizon.
Yes.
The region where not even light can escape their clutches.
Now,
for the first time, though, astronomers have caught a glimpse of light being reflected or echoing from behind a supermassive black hole 800 million light years away from Earth. This thing is 10 million times the mass of our sun.
Wow.
Like, our sun is big.
Yes.
Not my son, Griff.
No, or my son. Or my sons. No,
I know.
They've put on a bit of weight lately. But
the thing is, over a century ago, Albert Einstein, one man predicted that the gravitational pull of a black hole was so strong that it should bend light right around itself.
Why isn't that at the Olympics?
Well, mate, this is not about the Olympics. This is about what's going on.
Because we win every gold medal then.
We keep discovering more and more stuff about space day on day.
Of course we
and
do.
It's quite remarkable.
Wonderful.
Oh, you don't know.
What did you call me?
Someone get a sausage in here.
Did you?
Paddy's hungry.
Is that the story?
That's it.
Brilliant
stuff. They found light emitting from the backside of a black hole, which no one thought was ever possible.
Unbelievable. Well, I've got something to you. Speaking about sport, which you were, extreme athlete Ray Reza Baluchi. He planned to spend the next 4 or 5 weeks on the Atlantic Ocean walking from Florida to New York. And you go walking along the, what is his name, Jesus? No, in a hamster wheel-like vessel, he calls a bubble. And what he did, it's a metal frame, it's enclosed, it's got buoys, which, you know, keeps him afloat, and little paddles.
Like a paddle wheeler.
Paddle wheeler.
Paddle steamer.
But he's inside this actual contraption, and he was going to walk from Florida to New Zealand with it.
You'd feel safe.
You wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
He was raising money. He was doing the trek to raise money. He decided to turn back because he was having problems with his tracking system and his backup device was missing. He ended up on the Palm Coast about 35K south of where he started, saying he needed new equipment in that location. So instead of heading north, he ended up heading south because of the tides and everything was pushing against him.
Good luck getting to New Zealand, champ.
Very, very much so. You know, sometimes it seemed like a good idea at the time, Robert, but it ended up disastrous. And he had to have an escort boat. And, but best of luck to him.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, yeah, the man, the BBL champion himself. He's had a medal twice around his throat with the Sydney Sixers. He's from Terrigal, and he's with us. It's Justin Avendano. Champion, good morning.
Justo.
How are you going, lads? Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, mate. Oh, of course you've been watching. You haven't been watching other shows like The Bachelor or whatever. You've been watching the Olympics, we hope.
look, I'll be honest. I have been watching it because I do have a wife at home that I can't watch Olympics 24-7. But, of course, I've been watching the Olympics, and Jessica Fox, she was amazing.
Oh, let's have a listen to a win.
Fox is flying towards the line. Is this the moment she's dreamt of her entire career? She hits the line. She's got it. She has shines like gold to become the Olympic champion.
Oh, thank you, Channel 7.
Oh, I know. And how about if you're a dad at that point and you're calling your daughter winning a gold medal? How must they have felt?
Well, I can't believe he held his emotions together for that long. I had no idea that her dad was a former world champion, and so was the mum. The mum's won Olympic bronze, so very talented family. But a funny one that come out with her, I actually follow her on Instagram, and she posted a video 2 days ago about her fixing her kayak with one of the 160,000 condoms that are in the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
Well, you can use them for just about anything.
Jeez, they can, they can stretch.
Yeah. not that Gerard would know.
Because don't listen to him, Justin. But, she did fix her kayak. And, mate, what about Zach Stubbley-Cook?
And the Australian in third, and he gets going.
Zach Stubbley-Cook made a huge move.
He's moved up into the silver medal position. Is it another gold medal for these Australians at these Games? Yes, it is. The Aussie does it.
Thank you, Channel 7 again.
Stubbley-Cook, where did he come from?
Well, that's what I love. This is honestly what I love about the Olympics. It really does bring out the emotions because you don't hear about some of these people ever. You got the big names that we've already heard about with Evan McKeon and Ariane Titmus, but then you get someone like this to come through. They train 4 years, they get their moment in the limelight, and it's so good to see him win gold, representing Australia. We've now got 20 medals in the Olympics, only 9 to go until we hit the Rio mark. So the Aussies are flying.
It has been great to watch. It has really been great to watch to take our mind off lockdown. And, mate, what about Aussie golfers? A good chance this weekend?
Yeah, we are a good chance. So Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman are our two best chances. Now, there was a funny photo of them that put up on social media. So let's just say they aren't their typical Olympians in the village. So social media had a field day saying they look like carnies from the local neighbourhood fair. They look like apprentice landscapers. But my favourite was they look like the Olympic guys who park the buses. So if you see the photos of them, you'll have a great laugh because they're representing Australia. Cameron Smith has a beautiful mullet with Australia.
I saw the mullet.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're representing Australia the way they should do. So.
And you know what? Mickey D does 9 o'clock here at Triple M. He comes from a long line of carnies, so he'd be very disrespected. He'd be disrespected.
Right. Mate, speaking of golf, you've got to switch sports, pal. I've just seen a scorecard of yours. Two eagles across 9 holes the other day, mate.
Yeah, I got lucky, mate. Lockdown's been good for me. I had 9 under at Quinder Waters the other day, which was well and truly a personal best for 18 holes. So maybe I'm playing the wrong sport.
That's amazing, mate. We'll see you on the post tour before we know it.
And speaking about playing the wrong sport, Parramatta last night against the Roosters.
And they have comprehensively beaten Parramatta 28-0.
I think they're playing the wrong sport, don't you think?
Yeah, well.
Well, the first 30 minutes, it was pretty sloppy from both teams, but then the Roosters turned it on late in the second half. Now, the Roosters, actually, they've had a horrible run of injuries since their grand final win a few years ago. Last year, they had the most out for 5-week-plus injury tolls. And this year, they're exactly the same. Their lead in the injury toll is with 15-plus 5-week injuries. So It's good to see them winning. Parramatta are just about to slip out of the top four, so watch Manly come through and take them out.
It's a long, slippery slide.
From the Olympics too, Jess. Claire Balding. She was from BBC Sport. She spoke to the boys from the 4x200 in freestyle. They took the gold. She spoke with Maddie Richards and Tom Dean post-race, and she directed her comments here to Maddie Richards, the young lad.
You're 18 years old. It's your first Olympics, and you swam. Honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean,
it's good to have a phenomenal third leg in a relay race, isn't it?
Jeez, it must help. It must help in the water.
Keeps you in your lane.
Yeah. Just ask Kyle Chambers. And all right, we've got to go. Thank you very much, Jas.
Thanks so much, guys.
Pleasure always. Every Friday, we look at sport thanks to Justin Avendano, BBL champion, twice over from Terrigal.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.